Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, as the House of Christ Ministries presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We encourage you to join us as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. What a blessing it is to be able to represent the Lord. It's such a wonderful feeling. And I pray that it's a blessing for you tuning into this program every Sunday and Wednesday. As the Lord leads, we will teach you lessons. Amen. So we want to give God the glory tonight. We want to thank Him for this great privilege and honor. So as we lift Him up on higher ground, be blessed.
new eyes I'm gaining every day, still praying that I onward am bound. Lord, light my feet on the higher. You grow.
bless the Lord. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World. Beloved, we strongly believe in the Great Commission according to the Bible. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, the gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached throughout the world. We have all the technology to reach out to the uttermost part of the earth. So we want to encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God as we share the gospel. For more information, you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And if you're living in the New York area, we invite you to fellowship with us on Sundays at 12 noon. We're located at 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. You could also join us for a prayer meeting on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Our School of Ministry on Fridays at 7 p.m. Join us and be blessed as we stand.
Sometimes it's hard for me to understand why we pull away from each other so easily. Yet we build dividing walls between our brothers and ourselves. But I don't care what label you may wear. If you believe in Jesus, you belong with me. The bond we share is all I care to. Change the world forever. You will join with me. Join and sing. Sing, you're my brother, you're my sister. So take me by the hand. Together we will work until it comes. And there's no foe that can defeat us. We'll walk
until it comes. There's no fall that can defeat.
Bless the Lord, beloved. Bless the Lord. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Proclaim. Jesus Christ throughout the world. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. Once again, we want to remind you that we will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m., and we encourage you to join us as we spread the word. The body of Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come boldly before you, lifting up the body of Christ. Your word says you search for an intercessor throughout the land, but none could be found. So, Lord, tonight I offer myself unto you as a living sacrifice to stand in the gap and pray for and lift up the body of Jesus Christ. I pray first for all, for unity in the body. Help us not to allow our differences of dominion, doctrine, and other differences to divide us. But help us to come together in the spirit of unity and the love of Jesus Christ. I lift up pastors and church leaders in the body of Christ. I pray that you would strengthen them to run, doing the work of the Lord, and not become weary. And may also bless them to continue to walk in the faith, power, and strength of God, and not faint. I pray that you'd give them your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding for your people to counsel them. Instruct them in truth and righteousness. Teach them the word of God and the oracles of God. I pray that as we, your people, hear your word, help us to be doers of your word and not hearers only. I pray that you teach and help us to arm ourselves in the knowledge and use of your word, in our weapons of war, that we may live victorious lives in Christ Jesus. Father, your word says that you're able to keep us from falling. I pray, therefore, by the power and might of your spirit, that you'd keep us from falling in the snare and trap of temptation and sin. I pray for those who are weak in their faith and weak in their walk in Christ. I confess according to your word that they are made strong and strengthened in you, O Lord, and in the power of your might. I thank you, Father, that each and every church and every member of the body of Christ is built upon, stands upon, and is deeply rooted in the rock of Jesus Christ, and the word of the living God. And because we are, I decree that the gates of hell cannot and shall have no strength or power to succeed or prevail against us, nor shall they be able to resist, stand, or defend against us in any way, as we pray the word of God. Lord, I come against every satanic spirit and every demonic spirit of witchcraft and sorcery against the body of Christ. I bind their works and attacks against every pastor, every church, and every member of the body of Christ, and I render every evil work against us to be helpless, to be powerless, to be inoperative and ineffective by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. I speak the word of God that no weapon of the devil that is formed against us shall prosper. I decree that every satanic weapon against us is disarmed and disabled before it can begin. I reverse every satanic curse, every spell and work of darkness that is cast or launched against any individual church, its pastors, church leaders, or any member of the body of Christ. I decree that each and every weapon against them shall backfire and return back to its source and shall work against the demonized person and spirit from which it came. I decree all these things by the mighty, majestic, omnipotent and invincible name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I thank you for establishing your church, building your church, protecting your church, and blessing your church. I pray that you'd overshadow every member of the body of Christ with your grace, your love, your protection, and your blessings. I also pray that your goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives, as you bless us to dwell in your secret place and in your presence. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Let us stand, beloved.
Thank you.
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. As we continue on this spiritual journey tonight, we want to pray for unity in the body of Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, come boldly before you, lifting up the body of Christ and praying for unity in the body of Christ. Jesus said, "He that is not against us is for us," teaching us that there would be many different groups, many different churches and organizations, but with the same common goal. I pray that you'd help us as a body to understand this and begin to come together and work together. Father, I pray for a spirit of unity. I pray for a spirit of cooperation and togetherness among pastors and church leaders. I pray that you'd break down church name barriers, denominational barriers, and other barriers that have kept them divided. I pray that you'd also break down the spirit of competitiveness regarding memberships and members, and give them willing hearts and desires to pray for, support, and help other churches and pastors throughout their city, throughout their state, and the body of Christ as a whole. I pray that you'd bring pastors and church leaders together in fellowship with one another. May you also bring them together in prayer to lift up each other and help them to work together in our common goal, which is to destroy the works of Satan and win the lost to Christ. Father, I pray not only for unity in the body among pastors and church leaders, but also among church members and parishioners. I pray that you'd help us as your people to stop being separated and divided because of church, doctrinal, or denominational differences. Instead of being divided over differences, help us to come together on our similarities, which are your gift of our salvation and eternal life, crucifixion through death, through burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for the spirit of unity, not only among churches with different denominational and doctrinal differences. I pray also for unity among your people with racial and ethnic differences, for Christ did not come to die for the Jews alone, but also for the Gentiles, all other races of people. Help us, therefore, not to become conformed to the world's prejudice and racial segregation, but help us to be rather transformed to a spirit of love, a spirit of harmony and unity with one another. Father, help us not to allow our race or color to be the wedge that separates us, but let our common bond of Christ be our magnetic or focal point that draws, holds, and keeps us together, come together, fellowship together, and support one another within and outside the church, and help us as a body of Christ to become an example to the world around us through our spirit of unity, of the true love of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for the authority you have given us in Christ Jesus. And with that authority, I bind and pull down every satanic spirit of division. I bind and pull down every satanic spirit of separation and segregation among our churches and the people of God. Satan, I loose your power of division from among the body of Christ, and I render you helpless, powerless, inoperative, and ineffective to divide us or separate us any longer. Instead, with my prayers, supplication, and intercession, I bind unto the body of Christ the spirit of unity and the love of God by the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I thank you for bringing your people together in the spirit of unity and the spirit of love of Christ. And I speak your word that because we walk together in unity and love, we are built upon and stand deeply rooted in the rock of Jesus Christ, and the gates of hell shall in no way be able to prevail or stand against us. Father, I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's a song we learned in Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you.
Thank you.
We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. We praise the Lord. We give you the glory tonight, Lord, through songs of praise and worship tonight and prayer in the name of Jesus. Tonight, Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to thank you for the assurance that you have given us in your word. We want to give you the glory, we want to give you the honor, and we want to just lift you up.
Myself is all I can be. Jesus, sweet Jesus, you love me just as I am. Been washed in the blood of the Lamb. As a boy, I was always afraid to go and kneel down at altar call. And over the years, I wondered, was my soul saved or was it lost? Then I realized that salvation was all the grace of Jesus, and we'd all been saved just as he saved the thief on the cross. Oh, that's why I can say, Jesus, sweet Jesus, you love me just as I am. Jesus, sweet Jesus, I was washed in the blood of the Lamb.
As we continue on this spiritual journey through prayer and songs tonight, as we proclaim Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission, I just want to remind you, when we pray, we represent God's interests on earth, and representation requires relationship. The art of prayer is twofold. Prayer is an expression of mankind's unity and relationship of love with God. Prayer is an expression of mankind's affirmation of and participation in God's purposes for the earth. Prayer means union with God, unity and singleness of purpose, thought, desire, will, reason, motive, objectives and feelings. God causes things to happen on earth when men and women are in agreement with his will. And these are written by no other than Dr. Miles Monroe, one of my favorite authors, very inspirational. Whether we are praying for individuals, family, community, nationals, or world needs, we must seek to be in agreement with God's will. God's plan is for man to ask him to accomplish his purposes in the world so that goodness and truth may reign rather than evil and darkness. This is the essence of exercising dominion. Beloved, God's will should be the backbone of your prayers, the art of your intercession, the source of your confidence in supplication, the strength of your fervent, effectual prayer. We just bless the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. Praying does not mean convincing God to do your will, but rather doing his will through your will. God bless you as we continue on this journey.
Thank you. forever.